And now joining us in the studio, we have Nate Carlson and Janna Sanders from the Cook County High School robotics team. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, first question for you, Nate. How did you get involved with robotics?
Honestly, my brother got me into it, and we got into computers together and sort of just worked our way up the chain.
All right, what about you, Janna?
Well, I'm one of the actually kids that started it 5 years ago. Me and probably about six other students, we saw this video online about FIRST Robotics, and we kind of just pestered our shop teacher, Mr. Hill, for about good 2 months saying we want to do this and we want to figure this out. And he basically gave us free range, told us to start raising money and get our stuff situated, and here we are 5 years later still doing it.
And they mentioned the FIRST Robotics. What exactly is that?
FIRST Robotics, I don't remember exactly what FIRST stands for, but the founder of it is Dean Kamen, the guy who invented the Segway. And basically his goal in the whole entire program is to teach students about gracious professionalism. And that's basically the whole entire concept of the whole entire competition. Teams in the, when we're in the pits, if a team needs a part, they'll go over the loudspeaker and ask for a certain part, saying team 3254 needs a Jaguar. You'll have eight teams coming to your pit bringing you extra Jaguars just to help you out.
Yeah, and that happens all the time in the competition. You'll hear it every, sometimes 10 minutes to an hour, and it's just amazing.
No, no, your guys' season is just starting right now, but you guys are both part of the team last year. So you can kind of explain like what happened at the competition last year to kind of tell everyone out there what the competition is like.
Well, last year we did a FIRST competition called Rebound Rumble, and it was sort of a game of basketball. There were three set hoops for each type of point, so you could get 1 point in this hoop, 2 points in this hoop, 3 points in this hoop. And then they threw in extra obstacles like bridges and large steel beams that you had to go around. And it was interesting, for sure.
So for all of us that don't know very much about robotics, can you explain what a competition is like?
Sure. It's just teams of robots. I think it's only three teams that go against each other. So it's three robotics teams from different spots in Minnesota that go against the three other teams. And they're just trying to get points by either scoring soccer goals or cooperating on bridges or all that.
It really depends on like what the game is from year to year, and it really changes from year to year. So there's not really an exact definition on what the competition is. Every year, everybody's learning exactly the same way. I mean, even if your team's been doing this for 12 years, it's going to be exactly the same as if you were a rookie.
Now, what is a task your robot has to complete this year?
Well, this year we have to throw frisbees into different areas on our side of the field. And also we have a large metal pyramid that we need to figure out a way to climb up. And they're both worth different points. You can score 10, 20, or 30 points on the pyramid, and you can score, I believe, up to 30 or 40 points with frisbees.
So, looking at this coming season, are you guys nervous? I mean, that sounds like a big deal to have that. I mean, I can't even imagine making a robot, period, let alone having it climb something and throw something at the same time. I mean, are you guys excited, nervous? How does this season look for you?
It's kind of both, really. I mean, every year is different. It's just we got to go through all the same steps as we have before. We got to do prototypes. We got to figure out what works, what doesn't, how. I mean, we have about three binders that are about 100 to 150 pages each of just rules and regulations on what a robot can and cannot have on it, what the weight limitations are, height limitations are. It's a working, learning process for everybody.
All right, now if you're just tuning in to the Youth Radio Project show here on WTIP, we're talking with Nate Carlson and Janna Sanders from the Cook County High School robotics team. And Nate, can you tell our listeners like what the general process is of building one of these robots?
Really, it starts out with a lot of designs and theories and trying to figure out what exactly you want to do with the robot, and then it goes into actually laying out what you're going to do, and then you get into your actual build, and you start putting all the parts together, you start assembling your frame and all that, start putting your motors in place, and then you get to programming, and you have to write your programming in your computer, and then put it onto your robot of what you want it to do, and that takes quite some time for us usually, so...
How long do you have until the competition?
I think we have just around a month and a week now.
Yeah, but that's until competition. We have exactly 6 weeks from the kickoff date to design and work our robot out. We get no more, no less than 6 weeks.
So your guys' season is just beginning now?
It's been going under for a couple of weeks now. So we're...
We have about a month left to build season left.
Okay. And then backing up for a moment, before you were talking about building your robot, is everyone's robots from different schools, are they alike? Are they all similar? I understood that you said that they all have to do the same thing, but what about physically? Do they look the same?
It depends from year to year. And honestly, no. No robot looks exactly the same. I mean, everybody has different ideas and everybody has different thought processes, so they're all going to look different. And depending on what different teams have for sponsorships, a lot of different teams get more funding than our team, so they have brand new equipment that they can use. But in our first year competition, our bumpers have to be made out of a special material in order to protect all the other robots from getting damaged. While we couldn't afford that special material the first year because we didn't have enough sponsorship. So we actually went to my father's salvage yard and cut out airbags from all the destroyed cars. And it's the exact same material that they use for the bumpers. And we just reused material.
I know. So you have a six week timeline to build this entire robot. What's like the hardest thing during that time period for building the robot?
A lot of it's just working with your teammates. I mean, if you can work together, that's great. You can build a great robot. You can do great things. But if you're arguing, if you need to go separate ways and split up a lot, you're just wasting your time, and it's very frustrating.
Now, what about when you actually get to the competition? Like, is it like an RC thing, or do you have to decide who can control the robot, or how does that work?
Last year, we sort of just went there and won it. I mean, to be honest, we didn't figure out exactly who was driving our robot until we got there. And that was okay, but we figured it out throughout the course of the competition.
Basically, it's whoever has the most driving experience and who's better at controlling. But the first 3 years of competition, we had a kid on our team named Max, and he was our driver, along with Carl. So we had designated drivers for the first 3 years, but once they graduated, then we were left with nobody. So we had to completely train in somebody new. And so far, Nate's been our driver.
Before you were talking about the people that are involved in your robotics team, do you guys get along well? How is it being a part of the robotics team? Do you enjoy it?
There haven't been very many arguments, per se. I mean, sure, we can see differently sometimes, but we always figure it out.
All right, and if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Nate Carlson and Jana Sanders from the Cook County High School Robotics team. Their season is just beginning last week, I believe it was, you said, and their competition is coming up in about a month from now. So is there anybody you'd like to thank for having this opportunity for robotics?
We definitely want to thank Arrowhead Electric and all the local businesses who support us, and just anyone out there who really likes what we're doing.
Mm. And really, we're always looking for mentors and sponsors, and if you ever get a chance to stop into the school, stop into the shop class, talk to Mr. West, we're always looking for mentors, for helpers. Mentors are a big deal for our team. They actually help us strive to get what we need done.
What do you mean by a mentor?
A mentor is somebody that comes in and brings their own knowledge that they have to help the students try to figure out their game. And we've had a guy named John Hedstrom. He's the one who actually pretty much taught us how to do our programming for our robot for the first couple of years. And based off of his knowledge, that's what has helped us keep going with programming throughout the years.
I see. So you're not looking for new members. You're just looking for bits of advice and help from anyone that's willing to give it.
Yeah, that's basically what a mentor does, is just guide us through it and help us.
Yeah, and if they want to come in and help us for an hour, that's great. If they want to come in and help us every day for a week, that's even better. I mean, we're just looking for sharing knowledge.
We'd really like to thank you guys for coming in and joining us on the show today. Is there anything else you guys want to add about robotics?
I think we just about covered it.
Yeah, just keep your eyes out in the newspaper and see if there's any more information about us. We're hoping once our build season's over with, we're hoping to get a couple of fundraisers together where we can possibly do another soup feed this year. Date has not been specified yet, but just keep an eye out for it.
All right, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.